inventories of loose diamonds? Many diamond vendors say the same thing.
Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds. This is Gary. How can I help you?
Gary, it's Ronnie.
Ronnie, what's happening, sir?
I don't know. You tell me. You just tried calling me?
Yeah, I tried calling you a bit ago. I saw you guys were searching for some pear shapes. Okay. I didn't know if it was for insurance or...
No, a friend of mine is looking for something.
Yeah.
And he was having me give him some prices. You know, I think he's going to do, I sent him some prices and stuff, a 2-carat pear shape.
Do you think he'll go natural?
No.
as soon as he saw the price difference, he went,
Yeah. I gave him the price differences, and he was like, let's do lab grown.
Yeah. It's wild, though. I have been selling a ton of natural, which is good. Still selling lab, but, like, I'm getting way more calls for it. And crazy stuff, like, you know, 3/4 carats, you know, 80-pointers for bridal. So, like, that's inventory I didn't touch for 3 years. Who'd want an 80-point, you know, $1,500 diamond when that got you a 3-carat lab? Now, 3-carat lab's $900. And I'm getting more people saying, you know, well, I want to be the only person in my friend group that has a natural diamond. And they're going more modest with a $3,000 to $4,000 budget, you know.
Yeah.
But it isn't everywhere, you know. So we'll see. We'll see how it flies. We've been selling big stuff, though, like 3-carat. 3-carat plus has been really strong for us.
Is that right?
Yeah, like one of my reps sold a 10.3 oval for $455,000.
Wow.
Wild stuff. You know, bananas. I could give you $455,000 other things I'd buy. They'd all be fishing lures, but, like, you know what I mean? You know, and a bass boat to carry them all in. While I think it's a silly purchase, I'm super happy that they made it. So, you know.
Yeah.
But everything else is okay? Everything else is going well?
Yeah, everything's plugging along. Best
good.
You can do.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you calling me back. I didn't mean to keep you, but I just figured I'd give you a buzz. I haven't talked to you in a minute.
Yeah. I was with a customer, and I'm the only one in today.
And you're like, would you please hang up the phone? Stop ringing. Well, I was expecting voicemail, and I'm like, all right, it's just still going. I'm going to hang up. All right, man. Well, enjoy your Friday. Thanks for calling me back, and let me know if you need me on the next one, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks,
talk to you later.
Take care.
Okay, bye.